Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, we have Ron. What's up, Ron?
What's good with y'all?
And also on this episode, we have Leek. What's up, Leek?
What's up, fam?
And last but not least, also on this episode, we have Ant. What's up, Ant?
Yeah, yeah. What's good with y'all? Yeah.
And on this podcast, we give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody for supporting. And to start off the show, as everybody knows, as everybody should know, and unless you're new or whatever, we go over what we have been tuned into since the last podcast, whether that be books, movies, TV shows, music, other podcasts, or whatever. So, Ron, what have you been tuned into as of late?
So I recently switched to Spotify, and I noticed like they're a lot more organized and showing you shit. So I've been like kind of exploring a little more. Mm-hmm. And I discovered this group called, let me see what it's, Coast Contra.
Yo, I've heard about them, bro. I just
stumbled upon them. They got a new album called Apartment 505, and like everything on there pretty solid. All right, so I've been fucking with that. Oh, yeah, but it's like, it got like some R&B vibes within it too, you know?
Yeah, it's a vibe. I definitely heard that project. That shit
good. And then I've been on that Earth Gang Ghetto Gods album too. I was a little late on that too, just slightly. Which Earth Gang always goes crazy. And then I didn't listen to this yet, but I feel like I just wanted to mention, like, I just came across, it said it dropped 19 hours ago. Dreamville got a Gangsta Grillz mixtape. But I ain't hear shit about it. I literally just seen it. It's supposed to be
dropping tonight, though, right?
Yeah, it's out.
Well, as of the recording of this podcast tonight. But I think they announced it like yesterday or the day before.
It's right here on my phone. Let me click on it. Yeah, I can play all these shits right now.
Yeah, yeah, he came out like now.
Oh, where? Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, fine.
Yeah.
Like, I think it said like 7 o'clock tonight.
Word. Yeah. So this shit about to go crazy. Like it's a full mixtape.
Hell
so
yeah.
I'm excited about that. But that's about it for me. New watch, you know.
All right, bud. So Leek, what have you been tuned into as of late?
I ain't gonna lie, Rock got hit on the head. I heard that group album literally today when I was just working.
Word.
And I found that group.
I just watched it yesterday.
Yo, like, seriously, like, I heard them off TikTok, so, like, it was kind of crazy, you even saying it, that's why I'm like, damn, that's crazy, they making rounds, like, that's what's up.
That's the machine working.
That's the machine working, facts. But only thing new as far as, like, that I've been on, for real, I watched, like, the first episode of Bel-Air, like, after we done recording this, I'm definitely gonna watch that again. Like, fuck Carlton so far, like, he's a bitch.
I've been hearing a lot of good shit about that.
I ain't gonna lie. Look, I'm kind of hooked already, and I'm only one episode in. So
word.
This shit love.
Right. What you watch that on?
Peacock.
Oh, okay. Say less.
All right. So, Ant, what have you been tuned into as of late?
Yo, lately I have not been watching any TV shows. I ain't gonna lie. I've been playing a game. I've been about Apex, to be honest. Yeah.
That's it. That's Apex.
Well, that work, and I ain't gonna lie, here and there I'll watch Deal or No Deal on Peacock.
Okay, bro. what is so funny about that? I'm genuinely asking, bro. I'm genuinely curious.
Nah.
Saw the episode where, what's his name? Huey? Howie.
Howie.
Huey, whatever. What's his name? Fucking
Howie Mandel.
Mandel, yeah.
Yeah, that man went to, South Africa, and apparently there's a Deal or No Deal South Africa. Like, the host and the everybody look exactly the same.
That shit probably lit.
Yeah, that shit was like, it was a whole week.
Word.
All right, bet. I know for me, I haven't really been tuned in too much. I just know Abbott Elementary came back. I like that. Other than that, not really. Music, pod, whatever. Same old, honestly.
Right.
Slow.
Moving on. So, as y'all know, well, as y'all might not know, Remy Ma was on an episode of Drink Champs, and she proclaimed that Doja Cat is not a rapper. So, I have to ask y'all, do y'all consider Doja Cat to be a rapper, or is she more pop?
Go ahead, Ron. All right, so first and foremost, in my opinion, I think she's definitely a pop star, but I think different genres can still do different things. Like, rappers can sing all the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the same way a pop star can rap, like, she definitely does have songs where she will rap a whole verse, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I don't, like, I'm not too well versed with her catalog in the first place, but I have heard her rap before. But also, it's crazy to see how they, like, flip this little section of Drink Champs, because I did listen to that whole shit, and like, there, it, I don't know, the way the media is kind of making it sound like she had like this hot take on Doja Cat, when really Nori just mentioned her name and she was like basically he told her to name like her five or some shit like that, and he like threw Doja Cat in there, and she was like, well, I don't know if I would even throw her in the conversation, and they like moved on with it. It's like, it's just crazy to see how they trying to like stir it up that quick.
All right, but so she said, all right, so final consensus, she's a pop star to you, Ron?
Yeah.
All right, bad. All right. So Leek, facts. But so Leek, so do you consider Doja Cat to be a rapper?
I ain't gonna lie, when you first posed the question on the chat, I was like, nigga, she is not a fucking rapper, right? But then I had to, like, kind of do my homework a little bit, and I ain't gonna cap. It's like, she definitely rapping, for sure. Yeah. But it's like pop rap.
Yeah.
Like, but she's not rapping like, you know, like, oh my God, she said this. Like, nah, it's like some, it's the bubblegum shit. You know what I mean? It's pop. So I would call it like pop rap, for real. But like, like, she's not all the way singing, bro, for sure. Like,
yeah,
she's not Britney Spears in it out here. Like, nah, she's spitting low key.
Yeah, she's flowing too.
Like, she definitely flowing on them joints. So I'm like, nah, I gotta relook at this. So nah, I say like she's like a pop rapper. She done got her own little genre, something going on.
Yeah.
All right. And so to you, yes or no? She a rapper? Would you say that?
I say yeah, just because when I first met her, she was a rapper with that Moo shit.
That shit was garbage, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. That shit was catchy.
It was catchy.
Are y'all
too
serious? Y'all really fuck with that?
I said just because he's
tough. They blind like
no,
shit.
No, I said it was
catchy. That shit was not catchy to me.
I said it was catchy. Like, I never, like, to me, just because something is catchy doesn't necessarily mean it's automatically good, though, in my opinion.
But okay, is she a good rapper? Nah. Is she a better pop artist? Yeah. Because I seen her freestyle, bro, in the studio when, I remember one day we were just watching YouTube or whatever, and Doja Cat came on. You know, like those studio videos,
you
whatever.
Talking about Kenny Beats.
Kenny
John.
Beats.
Yeah. I think so.
The Cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that shit. Like, yeah.
And that was just terrible.
Crazy. Oh, well, I don't think she's terrible. I think she, for a pop star, she rap better than some rappers. Like, she's not the worst.
True.
Nowhere near terrible. You know?
But I'll definitely
Can
agree
I be
with
honest,
you.
Bro? I feel like she's like one of them ones, like, she damn near probably like perfected music so much to where it's like boring to her low key. Like, she's just good at it. You know what I mean? Like,
she's just that fucking nice, ain't?
I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like, because like, I was even watching an interview and it's like, even like with the Moo song, like, and then I seen what she made at that, and it's like, okay, clearly that Moo song, you was just bored. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think she's just doing like whatever, and at this point, people biting because light skinned girl with a fat ass, so it's like whatever.
Nah, that's where you gotta go a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Because I ain't gonna cap. I don't know if y'all keep up with her, but she honestly hates her career. Well, at least that's what she makes it seem like.
I just heard something like
that.
Yeah,
because he's trying to get her a contract with what's his face, Dr. Luke. Not Uncle Luke.
Uncle Luke.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, Dr. Luke.
Wait,
Dr.
she Luke. Signed what? Wait, what? Who is? I don't even know who Dr. Luke is.
Apparently, I don't know the full story. It's he signed Kesha, and she's suing him over something.
Oh, I heard.
I heard
oh,
dirty.
Shit.
Yeah, something like that. And she's also signed with him too. So yeah.
Oh.
But I heard is like the reasons that she's been like expressing that shit is because like something happened with her plane like not too long ago. Like, she was going to a concert and like there was problems with her plane and it landed. Oh no, there was like a wild ass storm and her plane, like they decided to stay on the ground and like all her fans like showed up to her hotel and shit and they were like snapping on her saying that she don't give a fuck about them and XYZ.
What?
Yeah, it was wild. What? And then she Yeah, she basically put out this statement saying that she's like tired of all this shit. And,
wow.
Like, wow.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That's pretty insane if that's true. Like,
yeah. And yeah, it was like somewhere in like single, like sink, like some wild place, like Singapore or like somewhere overseas and shit. Yeah.
I mean,
some fans go crazy though, like too crazy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I know for me, like, I consider her to be a rapper for the simple fact she can rap better than a lot of artists that's out right now. Not just women. Yeah, yeah, like
I agree.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, there's
some trash motherfuckers out here, bro.
Oh, but yeah. Then
but like I also said, like, I'm not about to really debate somebody whether or not Doja Cat's a rapper, because them saying she's not a rapper makes all the sense in the world to me.
Right. Yeah, I mean, facts.
Yeah.
It's subjective.
Go ahead.
No. I'm just saying it's subjective, you know, depending on who you ask or what their definition of a rapper is. You know?
Yeah, like she can rap, but like I'm not about to act like
her, she Jada Kiss or some shit.
She got a pop sound, so I can't really argue with somebody that says she's a pop artist.
Word.
But then I seen somebody say if Doja Cat's not a rapper, then Drake's not a rapper. Bro, what? But my thing is with Drake. How many Drake songs do y'all know that have like a pop feel to it?
Exactly.
It's a couple.
A couple. It's Hotline Bling. And fucking, I heard Passion Fruit over the intercom and shit.
Remember God's Plan?
God's Plan. That's not really poppy, though.
That's rap.
That's not like really
the Tootsie Slide. Like whatever song.
Tootsie Slide, I say. That's a little pop.
Wait, hold on.
He's talking about running down on somebody in that song, though. That's not pop.
I mean, listen, Pumped Up Kicks. I don't know.
Was talking about that record, though. I gotta re-listen to that.
Yeah. Like, he even says it. He says it in the
hook. Basically, I'm saying either way, about to slide.
Yeah, like.
I ain't gonna lie, but
we can all agree that Doja Cat's a rapper with a pop sound. Basically, that's what she is.
Yeah,
she's a good ass hybrid.
Yeah,
she's the best of both worlds.
That's a fact.
So, moving on, this is kind of like a segue to the topic, our final topic for the night. What are you guys' thoughts on open relationships? Go ahead, Ron.
I have none. It's just not for me. So like I find myself always like coming back to this phrase, but like everybody's different. If it works for you, then it works for you. But it's just something that I can't even fathom. But
yeah,
I do understand that there's people that we know that they just aren't for a relationship. Like you will never catch them in a relationship. There's women who are, you know, exactly like that. And when people like that get together, you know, they find something that works for them. And it's not even just people who are against relationships. I understand there's all types of people who want all types of different things and have mad different angles. So again, if you like it, I love it. But, it is not for me. I couldn't even imagine it. Shit is weird to me, but
all right. Go ahead, Lee.
I mean, I'm pretty much where Ron at. Like, I mean, you know, whatever floats your boat. Like, if that works for you and your, you know, girlfriend, spouse, or whatever, then hey, more power to you. But
yeah,
I think I'm good with all that for real. Yeah. Mine's a handful enough, so I'm straight.
Wow. Anyway, how do you feel about open relationships?
I'm gonna be real. I don't know, bro. For all that, might as well just be single or something.
Facts.
Like, at that point, I believe it's just a partnership.
Yeah.
So I don't believe in them shits.
I mean, I know, like, as of right now, them shits ain't for me. But I feel like a lot of people, maybe y'all included, I don't know how y'all thought, but I feel like a lot of people, they view as basically like, they can go have sex with whoever they want, but they have guaranteed in-house dick or in-house pussy. That's how I look at it.
And I think it's not like that. I think it takes a certain level of maturity to achieve a perfect open relationship.
For sure.
That's a fact.
Yeah, big fact. I definitely I know that it's not that. My thing is just like I'm a low key a romantic type, like in my mind. I just feel like to me there's no way that I can like be all in for somebody and then just even with their permission just be out here like fucking different people. Like to me there ain't no connect. Like I gotta have some type of connection with you.
I mean they do though. That's the thing they do. They do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm speaking from an ignorant standpoint too. Like I don't know how this shit work, but I just can't really get my mind around it.
I ain't with Sharon. At all. I'm just point blank period. I'm not with Sharon.
Just imagine if somebody was in a relationship and their partner goes out and has sex and the sex is better with them instead of the person that they're with.
Yeah.
Just imagine that shit.
But when you think about it, that's probably gonna happen anyway. Like it could be the same way vice versa on the guy part too.
I mean, I'm speaking in general, bro.
But in general, facts.
I just got too many questions. Like,
what?
Like, is it like a thing where, like, you're like, is it? It's something where okay, our relationship opens, so we bring people in, or is it like a thing where, I'm like, hey, babe, I done met this chick at the grocery store, you know, XYZ, like. I just don't know how it works. If it's like a solo mission,
I feel like if it's a group, if it's a partnership effort, that's not open relationship. Y'all just trying to spice things up in the bedroom or something like that.
Well, no, I'm saying. Well, I would say
it could be your son's friend, like you know.
wait, time out. What?
Yo, that was the segue to the part, bro. To the last drop.
Sorry. I don't even think they were friends for real. I don't think they were even friends. But anyway.
That's what they said, though, right? I thought they said that him and what's his name, Jake, was friends.
Let's slow down because I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, neither do I, bro. I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm moving too fast. That's my
bad. You're moving too fast. But I don't even know what we was even talking about. we were talking about playing things up in the bedroom. I mean,
whoa. I think my bad to cut you off, but I think it's considered more spicing it up in the bedroom if it's just like something y'all do every once in a while, but like,
yeah,
I think the image I have in my head of an open relationship is like you do what you want. Like, I feel like the reason for like even said, calling it open it is so you're not tethered down. And I don't know, I ain't with it. I guess I'll just keep saying that over and over.
I mean, I don't know if y'all watched the show or not, but Emmett and Tiff are in an open relationship, and she's basically cool with it just to get back for all the nut shit he was doing. But that's a TV show, though, so I don't...
That don't really make sense whatsoever.
Fucking...
That shit's crazy.
Fucking... Now she's fucking Iman Shumpert and shit. That shit crazy. But,
Now she what?
She... All right, so Iman Shumpert's in the show, right? And he's like, owns a dispensary or some shit like that, and Tiffany makes edibles. And fucking... and the last episode of the last season, they in the day, like, in the elevator kissing this shit. So, yeah. I don't know if y'all watched the show.
I stopped watching it because it's canceled now. So it was
not. Really... It's not canceled.
I thought they canceled it.
Nah, they renewed it for the fifth season.
What?
I mean, don't get it twisted. Once what's his face? I forget his name on the show now. But ever since once his face got kicked off the show for being a fucking weirdo, the show went downhill. I'll say that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
What'd that come on?
That's Showtime, right?
Yeah.
What show is this again?
The Shy.
The Shine?
It's The Shy.
But
it's to me, I mean you it's like The Wire but set in Chicago.
Slow down.
I'm not saying I'm not saying it's better than The Wire, but like if I had to compare it to a show, it would be The Wire.
I got you.
All right. So moving on to the last topic. Unless y'all been living under a rock with no electricity, no access to any internet, TV, whatever the fuck, you should know Chris Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith at the Oscars. Then Will Smith got up on stage and smacked him and told him to keep his wife's name out of his fucking mouth. So
Multiple times, just twice.
But but so I'm gonna just ask y'all, what is y'all take on that whole entire situation? All right, keep in mind, let's just say it's real, because I heard some people say it was staged and whatever. Just keep in mind.
That shit is definitely real.
I mean, fuck it. Just go ahead. Just go ahead, Ron.
That's fine.
My bad. I don't have no doubt that it was real. But so I just think Will Smith, he finally exploded. Like, pause. He finally just, like, I just feel like over these past couple years, he just been getting embarrassed and, like, left and right, just the whole world, like, clowning him. He's been getting clowned and clowned and clowned. And I feel like Chris Rock, you know, he was the sacrificial lamb and caught that fire for everybody, you know? But I think it was just like, to me, it was just some sucker shit for Will Smith. I know everybody got their opinion and they say about, you know, that's what he was supposed to do, X, Y, Z. He's defending his woman. I just feel like there's way too many different ways to go about that. He could have did exactly what he did backstage and it would have been, I would have had not really a problem with it. You know what I mean? I just feel like it was too of a public. I'm gonna say it like this. I don't like that he went on the white people's stage and embarrassed one of his fellow, entertainers in front of the world. You know what I mean? I don't like that shit at all. And but I will give Will the benefit of the doubt and say that, like, he is a human, and you could see it in his face when he was yelling that, like. I've seen moments like that where he already did it. Like, he smacked him. He was back in his seat and he like, damn, now I gotta ride this shot. And I could see it in his face while he was yelling that he was like halfway embarrassed. Like, but I just don't like it at all how he embarrassed Chris Rock out there like that. But mind you, I also heard, not to be too long winded, I also heard that, like, I guess they had some words beforehand and like this kind of an ongoing beef low-key that I didn't know about.
Yeah. All right, so for you, those who don't know, when Chris hosted the 2016 Oscars, she made another joke about Jada, and that was the year, like, I don't think no black movies or black actors or actresses were nominated for anything, so they boycotted it and they told Chris not to host it, but he was like, nah, I'm gonna do it because the show's still gonna go on, they just gonna pick a new person. That's why he did. Yeah. And then, he made a joke about Jada, and
But like, was it some wild shit that you? He said he knocked the crowd and smack you.
Like, the first joke was basically saying something to the effect like, "Oh, the Oscars, but now you're here when there's an Oscar or whatever." I mean, it's like, it's facts, but
I mean, but did y'all peep? He laughed though.
Yeah, he was bugging.
His attitude changed. The G.I. Jane joke.
Yeah,
he laughed at it, but then his attitude changed when he looked at his wife.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
All right, so Leek, how do you feel about the situation?
I mean, overall, Will fucked up. I mean. Like Ron said, you know, like, I just feel like you did that on a white folks stage. They finally let us, quote unquote, in. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, we finally got, like, black directors, black directors, producers, actresses, actors, all that good stuff. And, you know, one of our legends, quote unquote, you feel what I'm saying? Well, both our legends, like, you know, just caught in the middle of that on that stage. It was some nigga shit. So like, it's definitely disappointing. Like, man's side, you could kind of understand, because again, I've been coming at him for what, 3 years now, the whole Red Talk table, yada yada.
Yeah.
Always I've seen it was the fucking friend's son and all that crazy
entanglement.
So like, you know, so his manhood definitely been shot for like 3 years straight. So when, you know, now you're in that setting with your peers after the pandemic, like, you're actually physically there if someone says a joke like that, quote unquote. You know,
yeah.
Like, I get it, but at the same time, sacrifice, like you said in your speech. And when you just apologize to the academy, you ain't even apologize to that black man.
I definitely keep that too.
Yeah,
so he did it
the next day and shit.
Right, on Twitter.
On Instagram.
Right. Like, what the fuck is that? Like,
yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Like, I think with anybody need to take, I just give respect to Chris Rock for sure. For staying professional, he still did.
Yeah.
He was, you know, they planned to do whatever the case may be with a half mile after being embarrassed like that on live TV.
Yeah.
I just think a lot more praise than what folk giving him for real.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Overall, about the situation, I must say.
Yeah. So, what about you? How you feel about it?
I definitely agree with y'all on what y'all saying, but at the same time, too, I felt like the Oscars, like the people in the camera room or whatever, could have cut the cameras or could have cut the feed because that shit's ahead like by a second or two. You know what I mean?
That's why they do that though. Gold. The Oscars been down forever. Like, come on now. Let's just be real.
I
talk about it.
Like, for real, like the last time like I remotely like tuned into anything Oscar related was when 3-6 Mafia won when their Oscar. And I was like 9 years old.
Word, that's like, long bro, shit.
So it's like I can't say any memorable Oscar moments. Oh, it went that movie last year. It was an all black cast. It wasn't Moonlight. It was something else.
Not Moonlight?
It was because it was like Moonlight last year, the year before. It did win, but it wasn't last year or the year before.
Oh, because that was some bullshit alone right there. They played this once again. I don't know. I literally couldn't tell you because who the fuck watches? Like, if you're not if you're not in the film industry, like what the fuck you watching that shit for?
Yeah, and plus like all the movies that win be shit that like nobody watched. Right. I wouldn't say nobody watched, but like it's based off like the cinematography, the acting, and it's not just like is the movie good or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but my fault, Ian. Continue.
But that was about it. I just feel like I don't know. I feel like Will Smith should have been more professional and just actually like kept this cool. You know what I mean? Did that shit backstage or something, but he was right there, front row. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I felt like the Oscars set him up.
You think so?
How?
Cause he wrote the joke and all that.
No. Apparently Chris ad-libbed the joke.
Nobody that looked like a freestyle for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. Like they roast this shit like before they present awards. They do that.
Did y'all see that new angle that came out? Like, I don't know if it was today or when it came out, but I just seen it today. Of like from behind there, Jada seats and Jada like look up at Chris, and then just like laugh real quick, and she like looking back and forth from Will to Chris. Like, I don't know, she loved that shit. Yeah, and Lupita too. We don't think we ain't see her. She was in the back. Like,
yo, she had the
Will, damn.
Yeah. I still haven't seen that shit.
Me neither. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's the funny part.
Yo, but it mostly got me mad because it took away from Mr. Jackson, you know what I mean, finally winning his first Oscar.
Yeah.
Sam Jack.
Finally.
That is crazy. Yeah.
Playing with him, bro.
Shoot, and even his own.
Yeah, he still his own moment. Yeah.
I don't know. The Oscars, bro.
But they say now he's gonna have his own red table like next week or the week after some shit.
I'm telling you, they need to get Chris on that. That would be the most watched red table talk ever.
Man, fuck that. They need to.
They say Chris
2022 or some shit.
600 a pot. Chris good.
Chris good.
I ain't gonna lie though. Can we keep it real? Like say Chris Dane stand up there and be professional and he decided he wanted to like, oh, you gonna smack me in my face like then we gonna get it in. Right. He would have got it. Will Smith would have fucked. Nah, Will Smith would have fucked Chris Rock up. Bro.
Oh yeah, he would.
Chris Rock be looking. Nah, fair,
we don't
bro.
Know that for sure. We not going to do that, bro.
We watched Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah,
bro.
Let me not do that. Yeah,
see, but Will, that's when he was a kid. We don't know that.
Yeah,
he a jujitsu master.
But
he fucked around. Like I said, he got money. Shit. They y'all like, oh, y'all got them goons backstage or something. We don't know what would have happened.
And that slot was soft. Not soft.
Can I pose all y'all a question though?
Go ahead.
Do you think yo would have did it if it was like a Kevin Hart or like The Rock or something like that, or somebody like that?
Will Smith wouldn't have smacked The Rock.
At all.
That's
that
right.
Fuck no. Fuck
that's
no.
Facts. I mean,
he might have smacked Kevin Hart. He might have smacked Kevin Hart because he.
See, no. I think honestly, I think people. That like we said earlier, like that it's been a little beef between them, so it's like
right.
He kind of had a reason to go up there and smack him beforehand. You feel me?
Right.
So like, I'm not necessarily surprised he smacked Chris Rock. Now, if Kevin Hart made that joke, he might have smacked him. He might have not. Either way,
my whole thing though about it is like, is he like the moment that I think Chris. Will Smith is completely in the wrong is when I think about the fact that he laughed at that shit, right? So mm-hmm. offended or not, like
as offended. Go ahead. Well,
I was just gonna say.
No.
I ain't gonna say another word.
All right. Apparently, I was listening to Brilliant Idiots earlier, and Charlamagne said that in Will Smith's book, he laughs out of nervousness. So apparently he might have not been laughing at the joke. He might have just been like, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Do I believe it? Maybe not. But
how
that's
many people
what,
do that.
Yeah.
I believe. But listen. So I'm just saying, like, it didn't look like he was like a knee slap and laugh. But it didn't seem like seem like no nervous laugh. It just seemed like. That was mildly funny. Like it was like some TV, like a TV laugh. And it does make you think that he looked at Jada because it cuts away, but dead serious in his face. Like nigga, you gonna go up there? And he jumped up. That's what it seemed like to me.
Right. I mean, he did that shit. Right.
That sucks. Damn, I ain't even go yet. All right. I'm gonna just start off with the joke wasn't even funny for real. Like it just wasn't like, and I kind of enjoyed dark humor, but it just wasn't funny.
Bro, don't call that dark humor, bro.
It was. I mean,
it kind of was.
Bro.
No, oh I mean, wait, God. Wait.
Did y'all hear the back end of that joke? Apparently,
I didn't even listen to it.
So no, like the back end of the joke is like the actress or something like that of that movie. More. Yeah, like left her husband for a younger man or something like that.
I didn't know that. I know that.
I mean, that's what happened. Yeah. But I don't know. If that's
I ain't know.
I don't know.
But
for purpose, Chris Rock.
That is true though, because and the crazy thing is, oh wow, that just brings up. So, for one, that's like a double entendre he hit him with. So first and foremost, like the actress in the movie, like there's just a scene where she's shaving her head and shit, and she bald in the movie, but the actress, what's her name, Demi Moore. She left her husband, fucking Bruce Willis, I think, for Ashton Kutcher when he was a young boy, like younger, you know.
Yeah,
That's a 1-2. Listen, Chris might have deserved that slap. Now that I know that little piece of information, I forgot about that because he was in me with layers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't think that was a... like that. Okay.
So
man.
Joke for sure.
Yo, y'all heard about Bruce Willis stepping down?
Yo, that's sad, bro.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't.
Okay. Hopefully, you get good, bro.
I don't really watch none of his movies, but like when I found out what he has, like I just Googled it and it says like you start to not be able to understand like words. Like people can talk to you and it'll just be jumbled. Like you literally don't understand, and vice versa, you can't speak. Like your words get all fucked up.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's called like aphasia or some shit like that.
Yeah, from head trauma.
Yeah, that's wild.
Damn.
Hairs up, you know what
damn.
I mean?
Damn, can I finish my thought now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, facts, my fault.
Damn, bro. But no, well, I said the joke wasn't funny, all right. So, I said it was dark humor. So I look at it like this. It's Chris's job to make jokes. He literally gets paid money to make jokes. So I'm not mad at him for making the joke. I'm not. On the flip side, though, Will Smith has every right to react the way he did, because he did say a joke about, a disrespectful joke about his wife, even though she be out here doing, yeah. They're, technically it's not cheating because they're in an open relationship, but I mean, what? I mean, the way August explained, broke it down, it was, yeah.
Yo, say he talked to that man at his table.
Man, if Chris was a real one, I would have been singing "Kissing My Tattoos" fucking on that stage. I ain't.
That's what I'm saying, man. Bro. That's why I'm like, yo, he could have been like, he could have said some shit after that. Yeah, he really kept it professional, bro. Like,
yeah, I seen this John Day said like he should have been like, damn, you this mad into March. I can't imagine what you like in August or some shit like that.
Oh yeah,
he'd have ran straight back to them.
Bro, August, man. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Oh, this is August's fault, bro. like, it's all that man's fault.
Nah, because
the way he explained this shit, he made it sound crazy. But, you know, it's funny because he had an album coming out like that Friday or the Friday after. And then he gonna make a fucking song called Entanglements.
That's the wild shit, bro. That he really made bro. That song.
Didn't they play that man in his
house when he was
he's still like sick and whatnot. But
That's wild.
Yeah. So that's all I gotta say on the situation. It's all good. Wow. I don't care.
It's a whole Smith mess. They gotta get that together.
My bad. It's one more layer to this shit though. I just seen today too. I just remember, Chris Rock was getting interviewed. I want to say Oprah or it was somewhere, but he was saying basically how he has like a mild form of Asperger's to where he can't really interpret seriousness and like tone and facial expressions and shit.
Yeah.
So like if him and Will did have a talk like, yo, like this is off limits, XYZ, boom, boom, boom. This, like, I don't know what was going on. Chris said he probably, I don't know. He just probably thought he was joking or he, I don't know. But he set himself up, I guess.
Yeah. So, all right. That's it for this whole Will Smith, Chris Rock, Jada Pinkett Smith, August Alsina talk. From us, at least. I really don't give a fuck what y'all say.
I don't want to hear this till fucking Uncle Murder brings it up.
You gonna hear about this forever, bro. I don't think this gonna stop.
It's not, bro.
They icons.
Somebody fucking made a video of Oscar smacking Marty, yo. I was crying. I was like, wow. Yeah.
See, bro, this not gonna stop.
It's not. But not though. But oh yeah, also saw people on Will's side of because like what Chris was letting rock with Louis C.K., Seinfeld, and Ricky Gervais, I think, was in that room.
Yeah, that was them.
Yeah, so yeah, I think people were also on Will's side because of that too. Like point, I think people have an issue with Chris Rock because of that. They call him
which,
a coon.
Yeah, I can't even be mad at nobody.
Stephen Fetcher.
Yeah. But, what you call him or what?
Stephen Fetcher.
Oh my God.
So that's all the Will, Jada, August, Chris Rock again from us at GCC. So that concludes this week's episode. And as y'all know, when we end the show, we always have a final thought. And so, Ron, what is your final thought for this week?
I don't got nothing for real. It's about to get nice. People still getting shot in the city, man. Just be easy. Just be easy, please.
Yeah. All right. All right. Go ahead, Lee.
Man, just don't be trying Will Smith niggas all summer because your bitch out here acting up.
Who's that nigga? Bitch out here acting up. God damn.
Yo, it's just spread love, man. Spread love. Spread love.
All right. But what is your final thought?
Yeah, like as always, stay hydrated. You know what I mean? Drink that water. Be safe. All that. All
right, but.
Resetting. Cap light run.
I know for me, I want y'all to keep posting y'all L's online, yo. I just seen a video of some woman that went out on a date with some dude, and he bought himself food, and he ain't get her nothing.
No.
I was like, yo.
That's fine.
I mean, I need more context of that, because, like,
there ain't no like, good context.
It's
that.
Not. But
what
like,
more context you need?
Nah, because I ain't never even heard of no shit like that before. It's like me asking a girl out to go to eat, but like I'm buying myself food and you can just be there to keep me company or some shit. That's why I think that his mind won't go down.
I mean, listen. Nah, if she wasn't hungry,
even if I had when I had female friends, bro, we went out to eat, bro. Just pay for the fucking tab, bro. Like it's not that.
I mean, it's not. I mean, if she insists on paying her part. I mean, I'm gonna keep offering.
By all means,
go ahead.
I'm gonna pay for your part. Go ahead, independent woman. You got it. But you're not allowed to say that though.
So I heard you're not allowed to make comments like that, like yeah, independent not, woman or yeah, big nah. baller. I heard yeah, big baller yeah. is the worst one of them all.
Yo, are you serious?
Yeah, apparently you a dub if you say some shit like that because it make you look broke.
Yeah,
don't ask me how.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Yo, that gotta be a topic for next episode. That's interesting. Like,
which is inventing theories now.
Wonder was the shit just like last year. So what? Yeah.
Nah, they gonna be like, "Fuck out of here, Neo."
That's wild.
That shit. Fuck you,
yeah, man.
I just seen some. This is random, but I just seen some shit. Shorty was like, you making your man lunch, but you gotta go to work too. And she's like, okay. And people are giving her hell in the comments. I'm like, wow.
I mean, yo, that's wild. What the?
I mean, personally, I'm fully capable of making my own lunch, but she wants to make my shit. Go right ahead. I ain't stopping.
I would make my girl's lunch. Yeah, if I had to work. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't. It's like people don't like when people do shit in relationships they wouldn't do themselves. That's all that is.
It's because like motherfuckers is mad they ain't in relationships. I don't know. Niggas be hating, bro.
Apparently she got a boyfriend, but I don't care. It's social media.
Yeah. He's unsatisfied. Not with none of
shit. So I would like to thank all of y'all for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. And make sure y'all follow the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram, The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, and we're out.
Boom, boom.
Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.